Marty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right,
Lunger,
let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Friday, August 28th, football season. It's in full swing now, at least the 0 week, from a 0 week standpoint. You had games last night. UCA, congratulations. That's a big one. Matter of fact, it's the first time UCA has started 1-0 since 2020. I didn't realize that until just a few minutes ago. They beat Tennessee Martin 36-24. Tennessee Martin is the favorite in their conference with UCA to win that thing. UCA wasn't even, they're not even favored. They're picked fifth in the conference, and that's a big win on the road for UCA. So congratulations to them. Got a lot of great high school action tonight, including, Roger, we mentioned Lakeside and
Lake Hamilton. Fountain Lake and Cutter Morning Star. Hot Springs Trojans travel up to play the Greenbrier Panthers.
And then, of course, you got the Salt Bowl tonight.
Yeah, and so, in Bryant.
Yeah, so a lot of football going on. Frank mentioned his buddy Bobby Petrino, and North Carolina will be taking on TCU tomorrow, 11 o'clock in Ireland. And so USC is playing. So you got some other really good games this weekend.
Sure.
But, Roger, we got two special guests. Shapur, always great to see Shapur. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
And who's this guy next to you?
Oh,
look at
Tommy.
That guy.
Tommy's a
he's done a few.
Legend.
He's done a few shows here over the last 20 years.
Oh, boy.
Tommy Smith.
This is early for me.
The Outlaw. What's up, buddy?
I don't get up till 10 o'clock every day.
What?
Outlaw.
The Outlaw. That's what you
I got up so many times at 4:30. I don't know how I did it.
I don't. And driving from Cabot, I don't either, man.
And this Myasthenia gravis.
Driving in the rain at Cabot.
And that's right.
My Myasthenia gravis would kick in. I'd go to Basel.
Yeah, he's. I know it if I looked at my phone and said that I'm out. But all right, everybody got to take some time. Yeah. How you feeling? Feeling good?
Great.
You and Ken have a good summer?
Yeah. We're traveling a lot. We're going to travel next, Route 66.
Oh, really? You're going to try to do the whole thing?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And, of course, we've got, since he's here, Roger, I said, listen, since you're here, this is something, a tradition we always did. Going back to your magic days, the Friday before the...
Oh, yeah, that was
fun. Of course, back then, you'd invite Paul Eales and Sully and Ray Tucker.
Was that not fun?
Just think, all those guys are not doing, full-time sports anymore. Sully's the only one left.
Oh, I should...
I think you would invite Dave Woodman. By the way, I want to get Dave Woodman
on the show.
If we can get him.
Please do.
He's still hanging around.
I think he's like 90.
Yeah, he's knocking the door on 90.
Sports shorts and other sorts.
He's still going, though.
All right, so what's your prediction for the Razorbacks? What's your win-loss record?
I'm going to like you. I'm going 4.
I think 4-7 is a good...
Would that be good?
4-8. That's what you
did this year.
That's what you pick, Frank.
I pick 4.
Yeah, that means you win Tulsa and you win North Alabama, and then you knock off either two conference opponents or you beat Utah and get one conference win. So, just tough schedule. Frank's right. The Georgia game, they're going to contend for a national championship. Very difficult to beat. They got 8 returning starters that are all draftees.
When do they play Texas here?
At Texas again.
Oh.
Yeah. Is LSU at home or is it on the road?
I think it's...
Yes.
I don't know. But boy, Roger, what's up, buddy?
I'm going. Hey,
look at his hair.
Outlaw.
Look at his hair.
I'm trying
he
to
get a hair transplant. Look at that thing.
He did not get a hair.
He did.
I did. I sure
a sponsor.
Did.
He's got a sponsor.
Wait, a Costanza?
No, it's a transplant. No wig, transplant. Transplant.
I saw Dolly the other day, and she was talking to Johnny Carson.
I saw that, yeah.
He said, look, I'll give you my salary if I can see those things.
Whoa.
He said that on TV.
Well, she didn't mind using those as a... fun prop. Frank, what'd you think about Dolly passing? Any thoughts on Dolly? We didn't ask you that.
I was so impressed with all of the tributes of the programs. I watched 2 or 3 hour specials on her, and it was such a wonderful story. What really got me the most was that 12 children and 2 adults, 14 people, and no running water, which I think that means no toilets.
I think they said had an outhouse.
Yeah. 14 people in a small cabin. I just... I,
Yeah, her humble beginnings.
For her to be brought up in that environment and turn out to be one of the most loved
people.
And you know, the flags at half staff all across in her honor. I mean, I just think she lived a remarkable life.
She was a great
so
woman.
So adored by everybody.
She was. You didn't hear anybody say anything negative about her.
And she said she will not talk politics.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And she would give back with her books, her Imagination Library, and all the book kids that will be impacted forever. So, class act, and we were talking about who would replace her. The only one probably close is Reba in terms of stature, success.
Is she the biggest one since Elvis?
Who?
Dolly? Yeah, I think she is.
Aretha Franklin. Yeah, Aretha Franklin. You could put her up there with Dolly. So either one of those two would be, you know.
Dolly's off the charts.
Yeah, she is.
I watch so much of that
stuff. She already signed a deal to work in Vegas now. So, I mean, she was still working. She knew she's sick. Yeah. And she's going out there to do shows.
And she did movies and TV, which is big. Shapur, how are things with you, my
friend?
Great. Do you need to promote any special tonight at the River Press Steakhouse?
I got halibut, I got fillets, I got...
You said halibut.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
It's so tender and moist.
Yes.
Almost tastes like lobster tail. I'm not kidding.
Got you. So,
of course, Mr. Fletcher come up with the idea.
What's your top two steaks? What do you suggest for your top two steaks?
I like Delmonico.
Delmonico? Okay.
Of course, we got bigger steaks, you know.
Yeah. You guys do the tomahawk, or you don't do the tomahawk, do you?
No, we don't do too much money for the bone.
Which is your biggest steak? Which is the biggest one?
The popular one is Delmonico.
Delmonico?
Yeah.
Well, the ribeye is
really good.
Well, you know, Double R, now that you're doing you're doing the segment with us.
With you, Rick.
But here's the thing. It's going to be sponsored by Farm Bureau, but there's that. So
thank you, Farm Bureau, for giving me the opportunity to talk about Riverfront Steakhouse every day on Morning Madness. So, Shopper, good to see you.
So what happens, Frank, is that Roger will start doing...
It's not going to go well.
Randy.
Yeah.
Randy does a Roger imitation.
Randy does a Roger imitation of me doing him.
It is so funny.
Tommy Randy. He's a legend.
Tommy, we were talking today. Funny you stopped by today. So it was on this day in 2005 that Hurricane Katrina became a Category 5 storm.
Yeah.
And that was the second year we'd been doing the show. Right. You remember? Actually, we started late 2004, 2005. And I was laughing to where, you know, you go, hey, we got to take water down to New Orleans. And so you didn't wait for Lindy. Lindy's like, wait for me. And Tommy had 15 or 20 trucks lined up from, you know, listeners that were, and we took, you know, 10,000 bottles of water down there. Remember that? Couldn't get down very far. They cut us off.
But speaking of that, I see.
We took bottles of water to Oklahoma.
Yeah, sure did.
Oklahoma.
Sure did. That was
see people, and if I have a bad day speaking.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, stop this. But I look around the world. Earthquakes.
Yeah.
Hurricanes. Floods. I heard George Bush say this. If you were born in America, you won the lottery.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Well, if you saw that, you know, Roger showed me, I had missed all the video about Nepal. Holy, it looks like a movie. It looks like some kind of CGI.
I can't believe it.
A CGI movie, a wall of water that's 100 feet tall that just people are just, I don't know what the death toll of that thing is.
It's
going to be
1,000 now.
I think it's going to be much worse than that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Columbia.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to remind you, too, when I first heard about y'all or met y'all, I found out that if you wanted to be on the bus to come over to the station, you had to bring breakfast. I listened to the program, and I could tell that nobody was going to get on that air. Nobody.
Yes.
And you had these people coming by from the donut shops. And so David found out that we had a steakhouse, and David, we don't have anybody to cook stuff at, you know, 7 o'clock. He goes, Frank, if you want to be on? We're hungry.
He did. And you brought the steaks.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
And that was
the way I edged my way onto there.
And since that time, Chris just said we should bring that back. Since that time, we've done 200-plus shows over here probably.
I wasn't even doing any advertising, and I got to come over there because I was feeding y'all.
Yeah.
and then from there, the famous stories of us traveling to the football game.
Oh, my gosh, Tommy. Yes, Tommy.
I had no idea that Tommy Smith was scared to death of an airplane. We started taxiing down the runway in this jet, and I looked at Tommy, and he was... You couldn't even see his teeth.
Well,
I
needed a couple of drinks.
Well, Roger, back then, the roles have reversed us. Then back then, Tommy would, I remember taking off, and Tommy, whatever it was, down the chute it goes.
Oh,
and that's me doing that, and Tommy's sober for the last whatever year, so.
I can't believe it. I can't believe God gave me this many chances.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tommy, we talk about the history of this store and the shows we've done in here.
Oh, I had a seizure up here.
I know. Live on the air. Let me tell you, think about this. We've had you doing a seizure live on the air, me choking live on the air.
What was that up
at? That was a Petty Jean, I think.
Talking with his mouth full. Yeah.
But it was, but those, and then, of course, you know, you flooded Frank's car at one time.
Yep.
It was underwater.
Yep.
And, yep. Shapur, there's all been all kind of adventures.
I was a bad boy.
We've been a lot, really. You know, I get a big kick. I look at a lot of pictures we've taken. You know, remember we did those shows downtown for Make-A-Wish?
Yep.
Down, I don't even remember the name of that place on the corner.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Clinton Avenue.
You bet.
We did shows down there. We've done shows all over the place and a lot of Make-A-Wish shows.
But
anyway, you know,
y'all still do that?
No,
the last couple of years they've stopped. Yeah,
wow.
But you know,
wow,
it's been a great honor for us as an automobile dealer and a part of the community here all my life to represent North Florida Rock and to be in this business. You know, somebody said earlier, or Zippy did, I'm really trying to change the car business.
Yeah, that was a great line. Yeah, that was a great line.
Text me back, but,
yeah.
But, you know, I've always found it strange of why everyone doesn't put all the prices on the window. So when you walk up here, and whether somebody waits on you or not, you can figure out what the best price is. Why do you have to argue or go back and forth for what about this, what about that? And I find it strange. And, you know, I also find that a lot of times different people get different prices at other places. And you know, most are not like that at all. Most of our competitors are great car dealers. And some are really good friends. I saw Christian Crane the other day.
Yeah,
And he and I are, I think, very good friends. We go to lunch together. And, you know, I love to be around his youth and his enthusiasm. So we've got some great, great dealers. But what we try to build here is trust. And, you know, I always say we don't want to be like going to the dentist where you're scared. We want you to come in here and be comfortable. Just tell us what we can do for you and how we can help you. But, folks, it's the end of the month, and you're looking at desperation Frank.
Isn't it crazy?
How many times have I heard that?
Tommy, I mean, think about
it. Every end of the month.
I mean, think about how many years we've been doing this. It is stunning.
When did we start?
Well, I'm telling you, we don't do enough business the first week of the next month. We might as well just take a vacation. All our business.
It's amazing how long we've been doing this and blessed to do it. I was trying to think. I guess we started before Roger. I think we were doing the shows over here before you joined the show.
Absolutely, yeah. And I used to listen to
y'all. What year did you join?
It'll be 70s. So it's been 16 to 20.
When
that was it? Was it night? Was it about 10?
2010.
Yeah.
So that means obviously we've been doing this, you know, right at almost 20 years.
Yep, easy,
except the 18 years. I mean, that's of course, you know, also to support, you used to bring over some food.
Yes, he did.
You don't do that anymore.
Sushi in my face.
You don't do that anymore. You don't love us anymore. That's okay.
Now,
listen, aren't you getting close to retiring? I thought Frank made
you. Retirement? Are you kidding me?
I was going to say, you retired, and Frank said, no, you're not retired. You're not going
to. Frank said, I'm 85. I'm still working. You stay with me.
Hey, retired.
Yes, sir.
Retired's pretty good.
And it's obviously, Shapur's a great story. How long have you worked with Frank now? How many years?
I started September 82.
Yeah, so do the math on that. 40, 44, is that what that 46, is?
46, and I was 12 years old when I celebrated.
Well, no, Tommy, you're right that we are all blessed that we're still here.
Amen.
That we're still here. We got friends and people that we know that, think of JD, lost JD so many years ago. What kind of character? So, yeah, we got to enjoy every day we have and be grateful for what we, what we do have.
You got that right, brother.
That's true. 661-1037, football gets cranked up, and, this is the best time of the year. Tommy, just think of how bad it's been football-wise, for what we do. We started in 2004. Yep. We got a little bit of that Houston.
Yeah.
And got that the Petrino up.
After that.
We
can't sleep. Put in a copy of Chad Morrison's show.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. We've only won 40% of our games since 2000. The 14 years. What did
that? 13 years.
Wow.
So 65 out of 160.
Yeah,
is what it is.
And by the way, too, if you can't, Christian, look for Sarge. I think Sarge was going to call and say hello real quick too. It's been right now. Other sport, basketball, has been. Cal's got us back. Mus had us back. Baseball, we've been good baseball, but football, which is the big one, this is one, and that's what's going to be interesting with Jerry Jones and Bill Clinton, that they witnessed that, they were, Jerry was part of it, is the impact of Frank Broyles changing the way people look at Arkansas from sports, or even, after coming out of the 57 situation at Central, which was such negative for our state, all of a sudden Arkansas became a national player football wise,
that's the reason that when we say that, you're not going to be ecstatic about a 5-7 Razorback, it's because of the history.
Yeah.
To get the once again the toughest schedule in all of football, and with a new coach, NIL and portal and all of that, for fans to go, listen, everybody else is predicting 2 wins, 3 wins, 5 wins would be great. But again, the only sad part there is that we can't count on going, man, this team that just won 4 or 5 games are going to be outstanding next year, because we don't know. It's a whole different team.
We lived in the golden era.
Yeah. Now,
let me tell you something that I suggest to you that you research. I'm going to tell you what I think it is.
Okay.
You need to research it before Jerry Jones comes here, because this needs to be completely clear, because you're going to get this question, and I'm going to tell you the answer. People are going to say, why don't you get Jerry Jones to give him 25?
Yeah, he can't. He can't.
Okay, it's a rule that if you're an NFL owner, you cannot donate NIL money to your alma mater.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and that's important for people to know that, because otherwise, and I hope you'll talk about this a lot before that comes up.
Right.
That's going to be the big question
to
ask.
Yeah.
And so that question doesn't need to be asked.
Yeah. Can I tell you, we have a John Tyson coming to speak before Clinton and Jerry. I'm interested to hear his perspective on that, too, about, because you've been very outspoken, Frank, about Walmart. And I'm curious to see what, if Tyson feels the same way, to say, could Walmart do more than what they've done?
Or maybe, wait a minute. Let me go back just a second. Did you say if you own an NFL team?
You can't. You cannot donate to your alma mater college.
Boom.
There's a Walmart family member that owns Denver now.
That's right.
That had nothing to do with what that rule is. So,
they've got the Walt Foundation could do it without.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. So there's always a way.
Let me give you an idea. Yeah. Arvest Bank is a pretty big bank here in the state.
Yeah.
Why would they want to have another bank's name on the stadium?
I guess Arvest passed on it, I guess, Frank. I don't know. I'd rather see it in Arkansas Bank, but apparently they didn't do it.
Also, I'm speaking out of turn, like a lot of times. The guy that owns Denver, did he graduate Arkansas?
It would be okay.
If that were
so, the question would be: would Walmart itself be the one, or instead of the individual?
The Walton kids, the family.
Yeah. They're worth.
Jim Walton is worth $66 billion. I want to premiere him talk about his dad. I thought he was worth $6 billion. I got it corrected real quick.
$66 billion.
So you tell me how, where does $20 million drop out of your pocket? Doesn't even hit the door.
Let's say real quick before we go to break. Let's go. Hey, Big Sarge, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, got a short little. I got about 60 seconds. Tell the boys, Frank, Tommy, Raj, and Chipori, hello, and tell us about your show Sunday.
All right, we got a big show Sunday. We got a big tournament at Simmons Ramp tomorrow, 6:33. It's a prostate cancer awareness tournament, 3,000 guaranteed. So y'all go down there and support that, $200 to get in. And I just want to say this. I wrote this speech up, so if I got enough, if I got 20 seconds, here it is. When you buy a family-owned car, truck, like Fletcher Dodge, you're not just another customer. You're not just another sale. You're family. Being family-owned means that you have the reputation to protect and a community to stand behind. And that means taking the time to listen to you, treat you with respect, and make sure you're taken care of before, during, and after the sale. At Fletcher, they understand buying a vehicle is a big decision, and they care enough to make sure you feel confident when you drive the vehicle off the lot. Taking care of people isn't just good business, it's who they are. I wrote that last night, I had to say it.
Wow, Sarge.
Wow, very good.
Yeah.
We need you every
Well, so you're a sponsor of Sarge of Fishing Arkansas every Sunday. And Sarge, so you're not getting Quincy Rhodes back this year? You couldn't make that work?
The agent's too far. Me and Justin Acri talked about it. His agent is way too far. So guess what? Baz is back. Oh. I hope you are.
Now they want me back. You had Quincy last year, and I was out. Now, you know, I'll be glad to do that, Big Sarge. I'm a team player. But how about that, though? You know, here's Quincy that came in here. He's making $1 million. But yet the agent tells you, no, he's not going to do the show because, you know, we want more money. That's what it is now.
Of course. Money.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we pay him, but what we were paying was not going to be enough for him to do it. We can't get any basketball players, and that's fine. But that's just, you know, listen, for me, you know, I would have taken the opportunity because this is your community. I want to talk to him. I talk directly to him. And so it's just sort of the mindset now. So I hate that, Sarge. But, all right, well, everybody be listening. What time to what time? 8 to 10?
8 to 10, we got Pro Top. We got a huge tournament going on at the St. Lawrence River. We got some Arkansas boys up there. We got, hey, support that tournament at Simmons Ramp tomorrow. And here's the deal. You're going to get a free check. So you want to get your give some blood, and they'll check you out, and they'll give you the resort results. So check that out. And then we're going to have some fun on the show. We got Buckshot Brandy coming in. She's going to talk a little bit about hunting because guess what? We got a little taste of fall this morning. So we're ready to rock and roll.
All right, Sarge. Thanks, buddy. Sarge. Have a good weekend. See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
You,
well,
can't get, you know, we have the $1 billion winner in Cabot.
Oh, yeah. No, well.
A billion.
Yeah, this, yeah. It's the mayor's.
Right. Cartwick's buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Brother.
Brother. You know him?
A billion.
You know him? Mm-hmm. You know him?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd get to know him.
Yeah. But they bought a big house. But it's only about a mile from my house. And I drove up there, gated community. You can't get near, boy. I got $1 billion.
You know, listening to Sarge.
$1 billion.
He bought a 900,000 in Orange Beach.
Yeah, he's got.
He's
got
whatever he wants.
He's got plenty. What were you saying, Ryan?
Nothing. Go ahead. We'll come back.
Okay. All right. We got to visit with Steve Qualls, talk a little NASCAR.
Absolutely.
As well. They're doing deals here at Fletcher Dodge. It's the end of the month sale. As Frank said, they're going to make things happen between now and Monday, and they got to, because you said after the week after that they don't make.
We're desperate.
All right. Don't go away. 9:30.
Miss the Arc Care of Arkansas High School Scoreboard Show with Randy Rainwater, Kevin Bohannon, and Barry Grooms every Friday night at 10, only on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
Taylen Green got some action for the Browns last night in their 37-13 win over the Patriots. Green had 27 yards passing and 66 yards rushing during his time on the field. The NFL preseason wraps up tonight before the regular season starts on September 9th. The nationally televised games tonight are the Ravens hosting the Commanders at 5 on the NFL Network, the Bengals playing the Eagles at 7 on CBS, and the Broncos facing the Vikings at 8 on the NFL Network. College football is upon us. 0 week in the FBS gets started up tomorrow with TCU and North Carolina facing off in Ireland at 11 a.m. That game will be on ESPN or Disney Plus. 14th-ranked USC will host San Jose State at 2 on NBC. Virginia and NC State will play at 2:30 on ESPN. Other games include Stanford hosting Hawaii at 6 on the ACC Network, Florida State taking on New Mexico State at 6 on the CW, and UNLV will host Memphis at 9 on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Slightly milder temperatures in store for today with highs only reaching the lower 90s. It's going to be sunny and dry for your Friday and a very similar day ahead of us for Saturday. But the heat will start to build again on Sunday into next week. And we'll have those high temperatures back up in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team with your forecast. For the Buzz Radio Network.
Register now for the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge for your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Make sure to submit your picks each week so you can have the most points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points will be the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge winner and receive the 50-inch TV. Register online at 1037thebuzz.com. It's only on your favorite fun and game station, 1037 The Buzz.
Okay, I've got a confession to make. I'm growing hair. 4 months ago, I started my hair transplant journey with Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center in North Little Rock. And I've got to tell you, it's working. People are starting to notice. I'm hearing things like, man, I can see it. Or, dude, I was skeptical, but not anymore. And my favorite, holy cow, it works. My answer every time is yes, yes, it does. Now, I'm only 4 months in, so I've got a ways to go. They tell you to give it a full year, but the roots are in, the hair is coming, and I'm not far from a man bun. Okay, I'm not doing a freaking man bun, but you get the idea. If hair loss is something you've thought about, you're not alone. Men and women deal with it every day. For me, it was Dr. Gary Petras and the Petras Center's Hair Restoration Institute. The Petras Center, 4137 JFK Boulevard, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. 4 months in, and yes, it actually works.
There's a place that pulses with possibility when you step through the door, where 1 second could change everything. That place is Oaklawn Hot Springs, home to a 24/7 smoke-free casino with more than 1,400 slots, over 30 table games, an exclusive high limits area, and sportsbook. And when you join Oaklawn Rewards, every play can earn points, comps, free play, and exclusive promotions, with new chances to win big every month. Join the fun. Plan your trip at oaklawn.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spread across 5 states, Centennial Bank upholds our commitment to the communities we serve. Through our support of businesses and families, our tradition of being a good corporate neighbor is one of our top priorities. Through education and support, partnership with our dedicated employees, shareholders, and local boards, and superior customer service, one family and business at a time, we are proud to help our communities thrive. Because that's what being a good neighbor is all about. Centennial Bank. Member FDIC.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
All right, little Stevie Wonder there bringing us back for the break. 9:33 on this Friday, August 28th. I'm surrounded by greatness to my left. Roger Scott, the most talented man on radio in America. Take that serious satellite.
That is you.
It is. And then we got the Hall of Famer, Tommy Smith, who is as good as anybody in America, but he's spent his career in Arkansas. Great to have you back here, Tommy.
I am.
Yeah, always so, good. Yeah,
so glad to see you guys.
He gave us the 4-8 prediction, and then the Hall of Fame businessman Frank Fletcher, the one and only. Always great to be with you, Frank. We've been blessed to do this for a long time.
How about Shapur?
And of course, get to Shapur. Shapur is
what a guy.
What a great story Shapur has. And Iranian by birth, and but he could not speak a word of English.
Zero.
That's right.
Really?
Frank
hired me.
Frank has got some of the most loyal staffers. I mean, that have been with you for 25 years. Yeah. Mark Miller was with you 20 something years.
Wow. Becky Lewis.
At the hotel.
30 something years.
Yeah, that's been.
Yeah, that's
Brenda. Brenda's been.
Oh, Brenda. Yeah.
Brenda and Linda Thomas is now in my office, and she's worked for us for 20 something years. You know, we're very fortunate that we've got a kind of a family business, and not kind of, it is a family business, and you know, that's what makes our hotel and our restaurants go.
Yes.
People walk in and they see. They see the same faces. And you know, I was out with a very good friend, Jackie Lackey, yesterday. We went to a restaurant, and food was just so-so, but the guy brought us two iced teas and extra bowl of lemons. And we were walking out, and I said, you know what? If the service is just dynamite like that guy gave us today, everything tastes better.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely.
You want the food to be great.
Yeah.
But the food could be average if you've got that dynamite service. And the Smart servers, you know, obviously I've been to that place before, so he knew I liked extra lemons. I didn't have to ask him. He brought the lemons.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that guy's – and then he brought an extra thing of ice. I mean, I don't want to go anywhere else. When you get somebody to wait on you and
knows you,
knows what you want, that makes the whole meal fun and enjoyable.
Yep.
And you hope the food's good too.
And say, you know that. Listen, more people come in and ask for support than anybody.
I was in the New Orleans with Frank. We had a big horse racing. We were in the big restaurant. It was like 10 of us. And we're having dinner, and this guy comes in, the waiter comes, tapped me on my shoulder. He said, the gentleman on the way back would like to buy you a round of drink. And Frank looked at me and said, who's this guy? I said, Frank, I don't know anybody in New Orleans. So he said, well, go over to find out who this guy is.
Yeah.
So I go over there, and this guy, really nice boy, sitting by himself, he said, you don't probably remember me, but I'm from here. I was in the Benihana restaurant having dinner. You came in my table three times, check on me.
How about that?
You didn't know who I was. So I remember you from that day. So I'm going to buy you a round.
I love
drink.
That. Well, you know, I love that service. Of course, you know, you made me start. I know we got to go to Steve Qualls here in a second for NASCAR, but I start thinking of them. You talk about stories, Tommy. I think of the story where we went to the Tampa Bay Dallas game. Roger, I swear to you, Frank was looking for anybody that could get him to a suite, and he would have paid about three or four mortgages of who. I was thinking to myself, people don't realize there's somebody that's getting ready to get really lucky, but you couldn't find anybody. You couldn't find anybody, so Frank had to stand in this tunnel of air, and he was blocking the ice cream line, and people were having to go, excuse me.
I wasn't moving once I felt that air coming around.
I think of that story, then I think of us going down to New Orleans and drinking those hurricanes down there till that competition, and then we couldn't even get we walked into a restaurant that kicked us out before we'd even got in there because one of your buddies had said we'd been drinking. I was like, oh, my God. A lot of great stories. It's that's why we're blessed to be here.
What about Lambo, man?
Yeah, Lambo was very cool. That was a cool experience.
And, you and I got to see the game. You know, he didn't.
I had to talk to the girl sitting next to me. I was, as a matter of fact, her son ended up one of those girls. Her son went to UCA at Conway. One of the things, Tommy, we started doing is bringing on Steve Qualls for us a short segment on NASCAR.
Yep.
You know, we have so many of our fans. Or listeners, rather, that are fans of NASCAR. So let's bring in Steve real quick and bring us a quick update, and we'll get back to car talk in a second. Although it is car talk, go ahead and welcome him, Christian, if you can.
It's showtime! Boogity, boogity, boogity! Let's go racing today, boys!
He rubbed you, and rubbing some is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car! What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be first.
What the hell?
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy!
In Jesus' name, boogity, boogity, boogity.
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
What's up, Qualls? How you doing this morning, buddy?
Morning, guys. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
I was telling the guys that, Tommy, you know, we never, you know, it's like wrestling and NASCAR. You know, there's different niches out there, and there's a big audience who loves NASCAR. And
I got to go to Talladega.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Martin.
Roger and I, and Steve went to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
Frank, have you been to a NASCAR race before?
Yes, I have.
Which one?
I've been to Daytona. I've been to Dallas. I've been to quite a few of them.
This guy, Steve, on a scale of 1 to 10, where's your love of NASCAR? A 72? Where is it?
No, I'm a high 90s guy. I just love racing. I love all forms of racing, from automobile racing to horse racing. I just like the competition.
Now, I was looking at your notes, and what were you talking about? Frank mentioned Daytona 500. You said opened in 1959. It's been the home of the Daytona 500. What's happening here? Am I missing something? We got a race there this weekend?
Well, they've raced, the first race of the year is always at Daytona. You know, it's right. Our Super Bowl. But they're come back two times, and this is the last, this is their second race for the year. This weekend decides it all to lock in the top 12 for the O'Reilly Series Championship and the top 16 for the Cup right. Series. So, you know, a lot of guys are really hot, some guys are not. The points, it'll all come to an end tonight for the O'Reilly cars and then tomorrow night for the Cup Series cars.
Is the Daytona 500 track, is this considered like the biggest, the best of all the tracks?
No, it's not. I don't think it's the best, but it just has all the nostalgia because it started in 59. You know, they originally actually raced on the beach at Daytona.
Yeah, I read about that. So what's this thing about Mark Martin this weekend? What's going on with him? They're honoring Mark somewhere?
Right. Mark's going to be the honorary starter for the Cup race tomorrow night. So he'll be the wave the green flag and do some other honorary things for the race.
So got a great reputation. Now, your question of the day, Frankie does this every Friday. You're going to do it. You're doing this in honor of Frank and Dodge. Is that correct?
No, that's something else. But the question of the day is this: when a flagman waves the blue and yellow flag in racing, what does that let the racers know? Every flag that the flagman waves symbolizes something. When he waves the blue and gold flag, What does that let the drivers know?
661-1037. Do you know that, Tommy? You have any idea?
No.
Frank, do you have any idea? Roger, do you have any idea?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Well, we'll give a listener a chance to get that one right. What else do we need to know about this weekend?
Well, like I said, we'll know all the who's going to be running for the championship after Friday night for the O'Reilly Series, which will be on CW, and then tomorrow night NASCAR, the Cup Series, will be running on NBC. So we're going to find out a lot of things.
While we wait for a winner, what was the Dodge topic you wanted to mention for Frank?
Well, you know, because of Frank, you know, and his involvement in Dodge, you know, Dodge has got truck. They're racing in the Truck Series. Their goal was to race back in the Cup Series by 2028. As of right now, they are not 100% committed, but they're 90-something percent that they're probably going to be able to start racing in 2027 instead of 2028, which is going to be great for the series because that'll give us four major car manufacturers back in the series.
And you said, is this a Dodge? Is this your saying, Steve, or is it Dodge is saying what wins on Sunday sells on Monday? Is that your?
That's just a phrase that NASCAR has used for as long as I can remember. That, you know, if a Chevrolet wins on Sunday, it sells well on Monday.
Is that true, Frank, that you sometimes get that?
I think that's very true.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great saying. All right, phone lines
are lit up.
And
it's going to be...
Yeah. Ronnie's first in line, by the way.
Pipe me up here, Joe.
All right, who's up? Ronnie, what is the answer to the question?
I think it's the move-over flag.
So when the flagman waves the blue, yellow flag in racing, what does the let the racers know? Inform the drivers that faster cars are approaching and they should be prepared to allow them to pass. Is that correct, Steve-O?
Right, correct.
Oh, correct. Well, you know what? I'm wrong.
What this does?
I'm wrong. I had something else.
What they do this for is
that you support Ukraine. That's what I thought.
What this does is let's slower cars know that the faster cars are catching them, and then they need to hold their line and be prepared to let the faster car pass. And it keeps the show.
Go ahead, finish.
All right, so we're gonna give away a T-shirt for that, Christian. So if you'll get the information and email it to me, we'll send it out and get them taken care of.
Last thing before we let you go, tell us about your contest coming up.
Okay, so we've been trying to put together a contest. We don't have everything finalized. I'm still waiting on Texas Motor Speedway to call me back to verify We're going to start a program or a contest next week. It'll only last until the start of the race next Sunday. You're going to be able to go to our Facebook page, follow us, and give us what driver you think is going to win the Cup Series. At the end of the series, whoever's a Cup champion, everybody that voted for that person, we're going to put them in a pot. We'll come to the radio station, and we'll draw for it. And you're going to win two tickets to the Worth 400 Cup Series race next May at Texas Motor Speedway.
Whoa!
Very nice.
Wow.
Very
go,
nice.
Steven. Very nice. Steven.
Wow. That you are to our show.
All right, Steve, great job.
Thanks, Steve.
You got Lake Hamilton Lakeside tonight at Lakeside. Have fun with that one, and we'll talk to you soon. Good job today, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Steve Qualls, thanks for coming Steve out Qualls. To trivia as well.
So, Frank, one of the funniest yep. stories, talking about Texas Motor Speedway. Do you remember, Tommy?
Yeah.
Frank, we...
Karen's
driving, and I'm behind Tommy and Karen, and we're supposed to be going to this hotel in Texas to see this basketball tournament. So we pull up, and I see this giant high-rise, but all the lights are off. So I presume we're going to the hotel. So we pull up in the thing, right where it looks like where the people would come out and get our luggage, and I think Tommy or Karen gets out and walks out, and the door's locked. We have pulled up to the Texas Motor Speedway and not the hotel. And Tommy and Karen get the biggest fight. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, it was. Anyway, that was another one of those crazy stories.
Good job. Hey, real quick, before I get out of here, I did just remember, thank goodness if I got a text, that today is my little grandson Oliver's fourth birthday. So happy birthday to Oliver.
Happy birthday, yeah.
Happy birthday, Oliver. We'll come back and wrap things up here, 9:46. If you want to be a part of the show the last couple of minutes, 661-1037. Someone said, I'm watching on the monitor, and I was wondering, was that Charlie Rich I see on the screen? No, it's Roger Scott, the Silver Fox.
Charlie Rich.
With his hair.
Have you ever heard that?
Oh, that's right. Look at that hair. It's coming in, Frank.
How about that?
It's coming in.
How about that, Frank?
It's working. It's magic.
I'm waiting to see if this works.
It's working. Look at that.
Now it's 4 months, 4.5 months in, Frank.
He didn't look like that a couple months ago.
No, I didn't.
Look at that. It's coming in.
I look sickly.
But I don't think you should cut it.
I look sickly.
Let it grow.
Well, I've got to get it shaped up a little bit.
We'll come back and wrap things up here at Fletcher Dodge. They're doing deals. They want to do you a deal all the way through Monday, and they won't let you off this lot until you get a deal. So 9:47 here on Morning Mayhem. Don't go away.
It's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around us. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Okay, Arkansas, let's settle this. Who has the best wings in Central Arkansas? Find out at Wingstop, Saturday, September 12th at Simmons Bank Arena, where local restaurants will fire up their best recipes for one delicious competition. Sample incredible wings, enjoy cold drinks, and cast your vote to help crown this year's Wingstop champions. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster.com and the arena box office. Come hungry.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
60-40. What does that mean to you? Well, if you're shopping at Lazy Boy of Little Rock, it means 40% off everything in the store. For every $100, you only spend 60. You work hard for your money. Now make your money go farther with Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 40% off across the store, upstairs, downstairs. Recliners, sofas, sectionals, tables, floor coverings, and accessories. 40% off at Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 1000 South Shackleford Road. Long live the lazy.
It's the end of season blowout sale next week at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville. Save up to 75% off store-wide on select chemicals and seasonal items. In-stock Polywood furniture, 50% off along with pool toys and floats. Big Green Eggs and Ledge Lounger Furniture. are on sale. Special pricing on Caldera hot tubs and BeatBot automatic pool cleaners. Luxury Pool and Spa end of season blowout sale. Save up to 75% off store-wide next week, Monday through Saturday only. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Southland Casino Hotel is turning 70, and we're celebrating big. Legacy of Luck happens every Friday and Saturday through September 6th. 840 winners will share more than $400,000 free play. Weekly winners receive 70 grand finale drawing tickets. Then on September 7th, don't miss the grand finale. 70 winners will share more than $40,000 free play or drive away in a 1956 Bel Air. Southland Casino Hotel. Bigger wins, bigger excitement. Must be 21 or old. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. A wonderful young sister named Ebony was ringing up my purchase in a clothing store when I noticed she had a Double B's cup. I smiled and told her that Double B's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. She smiled back and said, Double B's has the best ice. I told her I would pass this fact along in a new Double B spot. Ebony, we appreciate your honest, sincere, unsolicited take. Stop by today and get the best ice, baby. Ebony wouldn't steer you wrong, folks. Of course, over that ice, you will enjoy the best fountain drinks available. Your flavor, your way, so you can quickly be on your way. Mine is Coke Zero with a splash of vanilla. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it and go. That's Double B's.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for a Friday morning. Travs have won back-to-back ballgames on the road in Wichita this week, coming from behind for a 10-inning, 8-4 victory last night. Travs tied it with two in the eighth, did not lead until the 10th inning when a bases-loaded walk put them in front, and then a pair of two-run doubles blew the game open, and the Travs held on from there for the victory. Boston Smith and Charlie Pagliarini both driving in multiple runs in the ball game. So the Travs have won two in a row. They take on Wichita again tonight. Coverage starts over on Buzz 2 at 6:20. First pitch at 6:35 with former Razorback Lyle Lockhart making the start for Arkansas. Travs are back home next week. The final homestand of the season at Dickey Stevens Park. It includes a fireworks Friday next weekend and the Dick Allen bobblehead giveaway and jersey retirement ceremony next Saturday. Again, Travs win last night in Wichita in 10-8-4. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Well, you know, when we have Frank Fletcher on the show, he can talk about a lot of different businesses he has. One of them is Riverfront Steakhouse, in addition to all the cars here and all the car dealerships. What's going on at Riverfront?
A couple of things. Tonight we're having halibut. We're having our filet for $29.50. And we're having a 12-ounce bone-in pork chop, my favorite.
Ooh, love those.
$25. You know, we have a 28-piece salad bar. Come down and see Shapur.
Did you ever get onions?
We got plenty of room, 371-9000, make a reservation. Also, want to mention, if some of you know, we have the largest Honda dealer, of course, Arkansas and Oklahoma. We have 200 new Hondas on the ground to pick from, so if you go to your dealer and they don't have what you want, call Fletcher Honda. We have a big Toyota store. We have Nissan. We have Subaru. We have all the different brands. So if you just go online, you can find Fletcher Auto. You'll find all of our brands. So if you can't find what you want or you're shopping for, go online and let us help you. And come down to the Wyndham Hotel tonight. We open at 5 o'clock.
Yes, I'll be ready for you.
We'll be there. William will be there. And I guarantee you, Shapur will give you more service than you want.
Yes. We call you Uncle Shapur?
Uncle Chipotle.
Plus, you got 12,000 tomorrow night at Benson Boone. 12,000 at Simmons Bank Arena. So you guys will be packed.
Who's there?
Benson Boone. You ever heard of him, Tommy?
Nope.
He's one of the newer guys. He did a backflip off the end of, I think, the night of the Grammys. Hey, good seeing you, Al.
You too.
Yeah, Tommy Smith. Yeah.
Thank y'all for being my friend.
Yeah, come by again. Come by maybe and see if your prediction turns out to be right at 4-8. So
who knows? He could pull a Houston nut.
Roger, fun week this week.
Yeah, man.
Next week is all, man. It's wall to wall.
Looking forward to it. I will. We'll get started at Boudreaux's next Saturday. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to drive up to Fayetteville and watch Zach's oldest.
Oh, cool.
Play some baseball. So I'm going to watch Beckett.
Okay.
I'm going to watch Beckett play a little baseball, a little league. So I'm going to enjoy doing that. Last chance. You've got till Monday to get a hold of Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union to get that end of the summer auto loan special, rates as low as 1.776%.
Yeah, come here and buy a vehicle.
Absolutely. Yeah. AlcoaCommunityFCU.org.
All right. Do we have Justin over? Did Justin come back last night or is he still in Tennessee?
He's back today, but we have Phil Ellison to preview.
Hey, Phil, what's up, buddy? Good morning. How are you?
Let me put my cans on. Sorry. Hi.
Hey, buddy. We're here at Fletcher Dodge. What's happening on the show today?
Oh, you know, we're going to talk. First of all, how about the UCA Bears? What a way to start the
football season. Yeah, big win last night.
Team.
Really big.
Yeah. Set on the road. So, yeah, we've got. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Yep. We've got Clint Sterner. Excited to talk with Clint for the first time throughout the football season. Champs and Chumps. We've got Tom Murphy, Pigskin, Philip Martin, just Zone Rewind. Man, I don't know how we fit it into 3 hours, honestly, David.
That's a good thing.
It is. It is. And UCA winning last night was a great way to start it off. A lot of great high school action. Enjoy it. Smell the roses. Appreciate all the bands out there, the cheerleaders, all the people, you know, have worked hard to get to tonight. And the colleges this weekend. Frank, so much, always a fun, so much fun to be with you.
Thank you, David.
We love you.
Thank you,
Tommy, same for you guys.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. The legend. And,
thanks to RJ for coming by.
Yeah.
Hey, Baker as
well.
Always good to see you.
Thank you, my
friend. Always good to see you. I told my wife last week we were going to come see you. Yeah. We just got so busy.
That. We never
saw it. I know, we lost power and we should have done it, but
we had power.
I know. I should have come.
Well, we are blessed to do this. Been doing it for a long time. We're blessed all of our listeners.
Love
you know, Tommy. Buddy. Going back all the way to your days at Magic, who are still with us to this day, and good friends and sponsors and people doing business together. So everybody have a great weekend. We'll get back here on Monday, and it'll be full tilt boogie.
We'll do graffiti.
We'll do graffiti.
We'll do finish the lyric a couple of times next week as well.
That is exactly right. Everybody have a great weekend. Don't go away. Zone's up next.